All right, we're going to be looking in Isaiah 6, and then let's just pray real quick, just for a second. Lord, we thank you for this moment in time that we get to lift up the name of Christ, and that we see him, Lord. That's all that really matters. And we ask that your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, direct my thoughts and our hearts that we can hear what you have to say out of your word. In Christ's name, amen. As you guys know, I've been playing with this book, Isaiah 6 through 113, for quite some time. And I reread it, and I'm actually glad to do this so I can, I even have like little pasty notes and stuff like that, because this idea come to me at one time or another idea came to me at a different time. And so I'm going to just play with it, and I'm going to hit the different points, and then I'm just going to put it in one little bag and say, here we go. It's amazing to me about, first of all, a few weeks ago, I shared on Isaiah how he had that vision of the Lord high and lifted up. So we got to remember that. And then he sees all that, and his iniquities are taken away, and his sins are washed away by the angel that comes down and touches his lips, you know, and changes his life, right? And that's, you know, picture of the Lord changing our lives and changing our hearts and changes what we speak about. And that's the toughest thing for me, because my mouth will fly off of some, doesn't even need to be talking about it sometimes. You ever say anything and then wish you could grab it right back? Well, that's what the Lord does. He changes our hearts so our conversations are even different than they were. So then we see all that. Then it goes into Isaiah 6:8. And that's, Jay always likes this one, so do I. We're connected there. But I just want to read that, and I'm going to start right in there. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Now, just I'll take it from my perspective. So here's the Lord asking the question, who will I send? I'm thinking, the Lord's asking? Doesn't he already know? You know, does he really need to ask a question? Doesn't he know that Lex is going to share a message, or Paul, or whoever, right? And I like, he says, who am I going to send? It doesn't say it's going to be Phil, it's going to be Steve, or it's going to be anybody. It's open. It's open to who is willing to go. And that's what I really liked about that. I thought, that's open to all people. Not just one person is the messenger. And that's what I really liked about that. I thought, isn't that amazing? He asked, who is willing? Now, he knew Isaiah was going to say, here am I. There's no doubt he knew that. But he gave an option. You have a choice. You're not forced into this. He does not make you stand here and say that. I could have stayed home if I wanted. You all would have had a great message from someone else, right? But he gives you the choice. I love that, right? And I'm thinking, wow, we get, so God, and after this vision, but where would you go after the vision? You'd be wanting to share that vision, wouldn't you? Man, I've seen the Lord. Can you believe it? Wow. Look at that. How? And then I got thinking, what's that look like in our everyday life? How do we have a vision of the Lord we'd be wanting to share? So, and I started looking on that. Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? All right, then said I, who am I? You know, then I said, here am I, send me. All right, so he gets that, and so the Lord says, okay. And he says, then go and tell the people this. So the Lord says, all right, here you go. This is what I want you to tell you. This is what I want you to say. You don't even have to look anything up. Just read that scripture, and then you know what to say. Well, I wish it was. I read it and I go, what? What is that? Go and tell people what? What's he say? All right? He said, go and tell the people this. Hear ye indeed and do not understand. You see and you perceive not. That's the first thing I'm here to tell you. You see, but you don't perceive. You hear, but you don't understand. That's the message that Isaiah was told to say to the people. I thought, isn't that amazing? First thing out of his mouth, you're looking right at me, Paul, but you don't see. You're looking at me, Steve. You hear me, but you don't hear. I'm thinking, how about that? I'm not hearing. I sat on the back of my truck one day at a real busy place. I put my tailgate down, and I sat there and just started listening. and looking. What am I not seeing? What am I not hearing? What am I missing? What am I not seeing, God? What do I not see? My eyes, it's clear as a bell. I can describe everything Lex is wearing. But what am I missing? And that's when I start looking. I'm on the truck sitting there. I'm eating my lunch. And people are probably, what's that knucklehead doing? Actually, I got to tell you this. The other day, I was looking at a stump because of the last verse. It says, talks about a stump. And I'm looking at a stump. And I'm going, wow, there's a stump. I'm going, check that. I'm thinking about the Bible verse. And this Mexican fellow's looking at me that's working. And I seen him looking. You all right, Mr. Rick? I said, I'm good, man. I'm all right. But I look up and he's looking at me. Because I was standing there for a while and I'm thinking on the scripture. You know, how that looks. And because it talks about a seed and all these things, right? And it was funny. But there I am listening, looking. What am I missing? So I thought, and he's telling them to go share this, right? Go and share this. Make the hearts of the people fat. Make their ears heavy. Shut their eyes. Least they see with their ears and hear, but understand and understand with their hearts and convert and be healed. So that sounds like a little bit more like not relying so much on what we see, physically see out here. Rely a little bit more on the heart. And what's going on in there, you know? And I'm not real, I wasn't real fan on that because my heart misleads me sometimes, you know? And I'm just saying, I'm looking, I'm reading it, and I'm going, why would he want him to say that? Then he says, and then he gives him this message, right? We're going to go back to all this, but then we go to verse 11. The Lord said to him, and then he says to the Lord, how long? So God gives him a message. And then Isaiah asks back, how long am I supposed to do this? How long should I preach this message? I don't know, you know, how long is that? And what does he answer? Right? And the Lord said unto him, until the cities are wasted and without inhabitants, and the houses are without man, and the land is utterly destroyed. So I'm going to go tell you, your hearts are heavy. You can't see right. You know, you're blinded somewhat. You can't hear right. Right? And I'm going to do this until everything is destroyed. My message is not going to change. Going to be the same forever. The message is never going to change. It's going to be the same message. Because he's telling Isaiah, I'm talking about Isaiah, right? And I'm going, wow, that's wild. So he's going to go everywhere he's speaking, and you know he's going to be sharing about what he saw, his vision of the Lord. But your eyes are heavy. You can't hear it. You're missing it. You know, what's the point? Right? I'm going, that's pretty funny. He's got this great vision of the Lord. You know he can't go around not talk about it. You talk about things that the Lord's done in your life, you share it with people. You share that. And sometimes, have you ever said something, people just stand there and look at you like you're a dummy? You know, like, what was that? Who cares? You know, big deal. You know, that's a great coincidence or whatever. You know what I mean? You're like, I thought it was a great thing. But you do share what you see in him, even if you're blinded, even if they don't hear. The message doesn't stop. The message doesn't change. We keep sharing the exact same thing no matter what anybody hears. Who cares? Right? And I kept thinking, well, that's pretty wild. So then I got into that, right? And I'm thinking these notes, once again, are failing me. I don't know who writes this stuff. God doesn't know. He doesn't know how to follow them. I know that. It is funny. I don't know. You guys, I don't know. I'm up here. That's all I know. Tell you, he's a faithful God, isn't he? It's in the life-changing business, my friends. Amen. Because of his great grace, we stand here. Amazing we can get in here and look in here. So then I got looking at it, right? And keep going on down. And the Lord removed them from far apart, and he scatters people all over the world. This is in 12. I scatter man in the midst of the land, but there shall be a tenth, and it shall return. There'll be a tenth. There's a remnant. How many times you heard that word in family ministry? A remnant, right? And so then they shall return, right? And then it says, and the trees, the teal trees and the oak trees, whose substance is in them, and they will cast their leaves. So the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. And the other one says the holy seed shall be the stump thereof. that, what is the one you read, Paul, 95 version? I don't know, New American Standard. It says, the stump, you know, shall be, you know, the seed shall be the stump. That's what it says exactly, right? So I started looking up these messages. I'm thinking, Isaiah said this, right? So then, if we go into the New Testament, we see that Christ, let me find it, Christ starts talking about the exact same message. You know right where it is? I see you flipping. Yeah. And then I did that. This is fun. See what you got to deal with, people? They let anybody stand up here. And it's just funny because of, you know, you do it, you prepare, and you're having fun doing it. And then I know what I'm going to do when I get here. I'm going to babble along. I'm going to talk along. And all of a sudden, it's going to clear up. And I go, oh, there we go, right? And so I keep looking at that. And I kept thinking, then we go to where Christ, he says it. I can't find that scripture at all. That's amazing. I don't know where it is. But then Christ comes along, and they're talking to Christ, and Christ is sharing. I know exactly what it says. I just can't find it. And Christ is standing there, and he's talking to the people. And people are, at that time, they're not hearing him. This is Jesus walking the earth. This is him standing in front of you guys, if Christ could stand right there and share. And he says to you, you are blinded. You are dim. You can't hear, right? And this is Jesus talking now. This is not like somebody, you know, speaking for him. This is him. And he says, what's he say? Isaiah was right when he said, you are deaf, you are dumb, you do not hear, you're heavy hearted. Here's Christ preaching that message, right? He's preaching the same thing Isaiah said. So the message is not changed. Right? The message of how the Lord works is not different. He's saying Isaiah had it right. And here's Christ. Now think about that. Christ himself. We've heard some great ministers over the years. You know what I mean? And you think about that. You have, right? But there's him himself. Would you be listening to Jesus? Or would I be the deaf one? Or would I be the dumb one? Am I the one that's not getting it? Am I missing it? Right, and I'm back to that question again, as Isaiah was saying, right? Mom, man, let me hear. I want to know. I want to see. What is it that I'm not getting? How come I'm not? My eyes aren't open? You know what I mean? I'm thinking, there's Christ. How come they didn't listen to Jesus? And he says it. Isaiah had it right. And then I thought, huh, that's amazing. I kept thinking about that. And then it goes on in the book of Acts, right? And if I got it right, Luke wrote Acts, right? And then, so he's in there, and he talks about the exact same message. And he says the exact same thing. He says that they're not hearing it. And it goes on to say, he's not hearing the message. Their hearts are heavy. They're not getting it. So we go from Isaiah, 750 years, 800 years later, here comes Christ. He's got the same message. After Christ is gone and is in heaven and resurrected and everything, Luke has this message of the same thing. He's saying your hearts are still heavy. Your hearts, you're not seeing it. You're not getting it, right? And I thought, that's amazing that the message is still the same. So that word of going until all desolate, until everything is wiped out. So there's a time that's going to happen. It's going to be a desolate time. There's going to be a time when everything is destroyed like that, right? And I'm thinking, man, what kind of message is that? Doom and gloom, here you go. And I feel like I'm like Steve Miller or something. He too preaches doom and gloom. He's sitting back there. He came in late. And they do that. You know what I mean? You talk doom and gloom, and I'm thinking, what is that? And then I got thinking, I'm going to share some testimonies now that line this up. And I got thinking, nobody was more dim than me. Not one of you. You all know my parents. I never heard of religion. Never. Never was about a religion. It was never about a certain church. It was never about this building. It was never about wherever they met, wherever. And on Long Island, was it Hope? It was always about Christ. My dad got thrown out of churches for preaching on the body of Christ. I can remember that as a kid. Why, Dad? What's wrong with that? And he was the real rebel. I've talked to Lex about that before, said that to him. Way back then, he was a rebel. People were like, no, I can't have that. What do you mean? Now you can go into churches anywhere, and they say, well, the body of Christ. And I go, well, you don't even know. I remember a guy got thrown out for that. Right? My mom never shared anything. Right? And I want to tell you, when I was a kid growing up, and I want to give this, I've sat at the table and ate. And I'm just going to do these names because you people know these people. And I need to do this, right? Not because I'm some kind of good guy and I know anything, because I don't know anything. I've stepped beside and had dinner and shared dinner with Stephen Kong, talking to me about the Lord. Who's any dimmer than me? You see what I mean? I'm going, I heard it. There it is. The message was the same. High and lifted up. Christ, it's all about Him. Right? And you, even though you're deaf and you're dumb and you can't hear and you don't know it, you're missing it, keep sharing the high and lifted up Christ. I've sat with, what's that other guy's name? Norman Grubb. I got a great story about having dinner with him. My mom said, don't eat too much London broil because you'll be a glutton and that's a sin. My mom said, don't do it. And I'm eating it and there was some left and Norman Grubb sitting there and he handed me the plate and says, you can never eat too much. And then he starts talking about feasting on the Lord and how Christ is the answer. And all we got to do is look to Him. I'm blind. I'm dumb. This is all I've ever heard. And I'm missing it. I'm the most blind guy I ever walked. I'm reading this going, wow, it's the same thing. How did I not know? How come I wasn't on my knees then? My heart was heavy. My heart was blinded. My eyes, I couldn't see. Right? And I'm going, wow, that's amazing. Isaiah was talking to me 700 years before Christ was born. Rick, you can't hear, my friend. You're looking at the wrong thing. Right? Corrie Ten Boom sat and had lunch with her. You remember her being there, Hope? Hey, I got a witness. Because I've told other people, and I've had somebody say, oh, you never met her. I've sat at the table beside her. I ate with her at lunch. I can remember sitting there. And she's talking about this guy named Jesus. Blinded, Lex. Didn't know. But I always believed in Jesus. But I didn't never know. I couldn't see Him. Right? I was like, you know, I got to do this. Rick's got to have that. I got to do this first, man. I got this habit, man. And I shared one of my things with my sister that messes me up. I said, I can't share that one. I said, this bothers me to this day. What was that? I'm blinded. How can that happen? Right? And I keep thinking about it. And there's Corrie Ten Boom. And I can name all kinds of people I've sat and had dinner with that shared nothing but Christ. Lance Lambert. And they would sit with me. I would never approach because my dad said, don't approach anybody. They're busy people. They're busy. They got a lot of people who want to talk to them. They would come and sit with me and share the name of Christ. I was blinded. Dana. Yeah, one time I was going to go to this thing and I didn't even think of that. And I was going to go to this thing and Dana picked us up in a Volkswagen, a Volkswagen bus. And at the time there was a song called by Elton John, Rocket Man. And I was in high school, and it was real famous. And I wanted to, you know, and he's going through the radio. And it came on, the radio, and he didn't turn it off. He turned it up. And I'm in the back. I got real long hair. And I'm like, yeah, we're hearing my song, right? We're playing. And I wasn't, when I got where we were going to go to that service, I was going to leave and go hang out with some of my friends. Dana played that song. And I went in and heard the message. Blinded. Couldn't hear. Couldn't see, right? And that's my whole life. I can just keep telling you stories. God was there. He was right there. There was Jesus right in front of me. I couldn't see it. Stop, Hope. Lou Bright. What did he say to me? Rick, I was crazy, but the Lord straightened my mind out. We went. The testimony of him is incredible. How the Lord changed Lou Bright's life. I meant to call him. I was going to ask him permission to share something, but I didn't get it, so I'm not going to. And how he changed, he was the same guy, and all of a sudden he met Jesus. He was blind. Couldn't see. Heard it my whole life. I'm just saying it. I just want you to get an idea of where I'm coming from. I knew. I'm the blindest guy you ever see. What do I got to tell you? Ain't nothing about me that knows anything. So I'm reading on, and we go on. And I told you these notes weren't any good. And no matter what it is that you find, you know, that distracts you, that keeps you blinded, we choose a lot of that stuff. We choose to do it. I choose to do this. I choose to read this. I choose to look in here. I choose to look on the radio. We have a choice. Who will go for I? Then said I, right? But Christ says, who will go? Are you willing to share the message of a Christ high and lifted up? And Paul was saying this morning, you know, some people just stand there, right? Now, I'm probably pretty good at just standing there because sometimes I don't know what to say. You hear people saying stuff and you're looking, man, that's a perfect opportunity. Where's Miss Hope? She can fire you up, you know what I mean? You know, and it's the truth. It's the truth. I just stand there and go, wow, that was perfect, but I missed it. Me and Steve one time were in an airport and we feel like we missed a chance. We really do. No joke. We're blinded. I was blinded. How could I not see? How could I not see? Wow. That's just amazing. So I started looking up. I started looking at things. I started looking up. And then I started, one day, Mr. Ed Miller's not here. I was going to pick on him. He was sharing a hospital. And he says that Mary Magdalene wanted to hang on Jesus after he was resurrected. She acted like she wanted to hug him. And Jesus says, no, I want to reach down and touch your spirit. And Ed, when he said that, I said, okay, God, I'm ready. If you want to reach down and grab my spirit, I want every day I need to know. Here I am now standing looking at stumps. Looking for the Lord in a stump. Looking for the Lord in that thing over there. You know, I'm not saying he's in here. Here he is. There he is. You want to find him. You want a different walk. You want your eyes opened up, right? It's not because I'm a good guy. I was given every message possible. Right? And then I said, okay, please. I had a choice. Right? And still, I think he did it. I think he reached in. I think I'm just fortunate that he reached in. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. I feel like, wow, you know, I mean, you know, I could have denied him and said, get away, right? He wouldn't force himself on me. My heart was open, finally. Then I started seeing. Hallelujah. Because of that, right? And so we go on, we see that different time of span. Isaiah said it. You can't hear, you can't see, you can't. Christ said it. Isn't that amazing? Same message. Luke says it after Christ is gone, right? And today, we live in, if you want to look at it, here's how I look at it. Here's what I'm seeing. I'll just tell you exactly what I'm seeing. We're living in a desolate time. I don't care how many buildings, right? I build places. I don't care how many nice houses we build. The hearts are desolate. People, I saw something the other day. I'm not even going to share here because I disagree with it so much. It's not about the message. The message is Christ. Leave that junk out. Right? And share him. But I couldn't even believe the leaders of our country were buying into it. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. You're a leader and that's what you're thinking we need to be doing? And I'm going, no way. The world is desolate. We need to be, I don't care how blind they are, Keith. I don't care how much they don't hear. I don't care what they can't see. I don't care what family member it is. Keep lifting up Christ. The high and lifted up. And if you've been saved, you know what it is to have a changed heart, a changed conversation. Not that you're perfect. I don't ever believe in that. He's perfect, right? But that changed heart, no matter what it is, right? You start lifting that up. But I want to get into a little bit of his vision, right? And I love that he's high and lifted up. And I've been saying this, holy, 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 high and lifted up, right? And you just go around, you get looking up. Look up. It's from that stump, right? And I start looking up at the trees. I'm looking up at the top of them. Wow, he's high and lifted up, right? And, you know, he knows I need this stuff. the Lord says, I give him that tree. Let him look at it. That's my dad's fault. You've heard me share before. My dad made me stand in front of a tree. If he spoke that in existence, if he wants it to be gone, he can speak it out. And I would say, Dad, come on. He said, well, I can't preach that, but that's what I'm telling you. So he did some stuff. You'd be looking, okay, well, I'll stand there a while. But we hear it, right? And then, because even deaf and dumb, and I want to say this, I got this here, this Lazarus was totally dead, wrapped all up. And Christ says, come out. There's a guy who had no hearing, no sight, no nothing. But when Christ calls you from the dead, you're coming up. Right? And nobody was more blinded, get me? More seeing than I was. I'm sitting beside so and so and so and so, and I'm hearing about Christ my whole life. And then all of a sudden he goes, come on out of there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And he says, help him out. Help him out. Help unwrap Rick. How many of you have helped me over years for prayer? Think about it. Right? You unwrap me, right? And then what am I going to do? I'm going to look up. There's Christ. What am I going to see out that door? It's him. I can't help but see it. He's the one that's opened your eyes.
Amen.
Every one of you. Not just me. We've all been opened up to him.
Amen.
Isn't that incredible? That he wants to live within us.
Amen.
The King of Kings.
Yes.
Rick Baker, who's set with whoever. Doesn't matter. Christ stepped in. Said, come on out, Rick. Here am I. Send me. I'll do it to the end. I don't care. He changed my life. I am an imperfect person. I'm going to tell you. And I keep saying it because you got to understand, it ain't about me. It's about him. And he lifted us up. But I want to, and I just keep saying, every page says, keep lifting up Jesus. Even my text note says, the message is Christ lifted up. Everything, every page is almost the same exact thing. I might as well just keep saying the same thing. Right? But I want to get into this and I'm going to finish it up. I'm not going to talk a whole lot longer. Am I missing a mess? You think? Patsy's saying, yeah. These girls, they have a time. Guess what I got now? Here, give me a couple minutes, man. I go in the house and we go at it. And they keep me straight. Because they know me. But I can't lie to them. But it's amazing that that message keeps Isaiah, guys. Jesus said it. Luke's saying it. Keep your eyes on him, fellas. I'm telling you, you young guys, you're already there anyway. You're a bunch of good kids, I swear, all of you. All right, we'll look at the last verse. I want to look at that a little bit, and then we'll jump out of it. And then in the Lord 13, Isaiah 6:13. But yet it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and it shall be eaten. I want to read the other one. And it says, so the holy seed shall be the substance. Now, a couple things I want to bring to mind when we're high and lifted up, right? In John 12:41, it tells us that Isaiah did see Jesus. It says, these things Isaiah said when he saw his glory, and he spoke of him. That's in the book of John, talking about what Isaiah saw. So when he's looking up, he saw the Lord. Isaiah saw the Lord. So we got a verse in the New Testament testifying what Isaiah saw. So he actually saw Christ. All right? So we want to look at that seed. The holy seed is the stump. The holy seed is the substance. Right? So I'm at the stump. I'm looking down. Right? And then, for the ground, the stump, the holy seed is your substance. In Galatians 3:16 says this, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises. He did not say, and to seeds, like extra seeds, just the seed, right, as of many, but as one, and into your seed, who is what? Christ. That seed of that stump is Christ, way back in Isaiah's time. I'm like, man, I got it covered now. The seed is a stump. Now think about that stump. The roots that go down. Look at that tree. I mean, look how they're down. Because some of them, we tore some out. Them Wilhelm boys were cutting up trees for me the other day and doing stuff. But we tore stumps out of the ground. But that stump and the seeds and how grounded that one seed, from that one seed, how tight that's in the ground and how strong that seed is. Your substance is Christ. He is your seed. You're standing on top of him, right? You're standing there. You are rooted into the ground. You are sealed in him. And like I said, you look up and the seed and the holy, 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 the Lord God Almighty, right? It's what Isaiah saw. What is that? It's Christ too. So your feet are rooted And the exact same thing, this is the message. You got a message for the world today? This is it. Our feet are rooted in Christ. And when we look up, right, we see Christ high and lifted up. And Isaiah, John even says, Isaiah saw Christ. For from your feet, and when you're standing there raised up, right, and everything in between is what? It's Christ. There's no other message. It's not about if you do this, if I do that, if I do that. Every seed, and I can, every seed in here is in the Bible, I'm finding, is saying it's Christ. The stump is the substance. The root, the seed is the substance. Everything is about Him. High and lifted up. And so then we start to share that message. And now you're growing, and the tree is growing, right? And it's growing up. And first it's a stump, and it starts coming out of the ground, and it does what it does, right? But even those old stumps, so if you cut them off, they'll grow sometimes. They'll grow stuff out of top of them. Might not grow a full tree, but it starts growing anyway. Everybody thinks that thing's all dead and gone. Nah, the substance, that tenth, comes to life. That tenth, that remnant, starts popping up out of that. They think they've cut it off. They think they've cut Christ off. He ain't cut off. He's high and lifted up, my friends, right? And He is the seed. So we see that tree. But I want to just say this. When you watch that tree grow, a branch will come off. You know, and it goes over, and the leaves grow on that. If you take a tree and watch it, we got a tree in my front window that I'd like to chop down because I can't see down the road right. Right? But it's got beautiful leaves on it and beautiful branches that come out. Now, those branches, that's the way I'm looking at it, right, is something that's come up in your life and it sprouts out and you can see Christ growing. And that's the stuff people need to share. Share with your friend about how, I don't care what the heartache was, I go right to Grant. Right? That branch came. We're growing. We're going along. We just got this nice stump. We're seeing Jesus. Oh, man, what is that? And it might have not been exactly what you wanted. And obviously, we didn't want that to happen. But boy, you see that branch out. Look at the leaves that have come off of that. Look at the friendships we have made. Look at the way we've been able to share through Christ, through His death, my son's death. Right? How we were able to do that. And that tree grows and you keep going. And people start looking. Well, look at that. How'd you get through that? Well, my feet, my stump is Christ, and keep looking up because it's Christ. And everything that's happened in between, the world needs to see how you're making it through. Quit. It's not about it, right? And they need it. We're living in a desolate time. And there's no doubt about it. You know, I'm not saying anything other than that we're living in a desolate time. And Isaiah saw it way back then. How long? Well, Isaiah's passed on. Jesus is in heaven. Right, Luke's gone, Paul and those guys, they're not here, right? So the message is, we're deaf, we're dumb. That's fine. Christ is going to reach in, and He's going to bring you out. Because keep sharing Christ with them. Don't stop. I don't care if they don't get it. That's not the point. They don't need to get it when you think they need to get it. Wouldn't you think I'd have got it when I was 12? Riding down the road, Miss Hope. Oh, praise the Lord. And I'm like, crazy old Hope drive me around. You know, you think I'd have got it.
Thank God you didn't die.
Really. Especially that driving. Whew. But that's really the message to me and out of the book of Isaiah. Is he's your seed. He's your strength. He's your substance. He's your glory. High and lifted up.
Amen.
Same message has not changed since Isaiah's time.
Amen.
Christ said it. That's what's even cool. Isaiah said it. Christ said it. So we get to repeat what Christ said. Look to Him.
Amen.
Right? They might not hear right now. And right now, you might go out of here and go, man, what was that all about? And that's fine. Right? 2 years from now, if I shared anything that has to do with the Lord, it'll hit you. See, that's the point. It doesn't matter if you get it right this second. It's that we just keep lifting Him up.
Amen.
That's all I want to do. All right, let's pray. Lord, we thank You that Isaiah saw it.
Yes.
Christ would bear witness to it. Luke saw it, and we see it.
Amen.
We see You high and lifted up. We see You as our substance, everything. And we can't wait for how we're going to share these changes that only You can make in our life. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.